Chippewa Valley, 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Millions of Americans are still broiling this weekend, making the last weekend, and really the entire month of July, one for the record books. CBS's Reed Cowens in Los Angeles with the latest.
People across the U.S. are dialing 911 for help. The CDC's heat and health tracker shows the most ER visits last week were in the West, followed by the Southwest and the Florida Panhandle. Fire hydrants offering small consolation for New Yorkers, while others seek relief at the city's 500 cooling centers.
In Canada, wildfires have now burned a landmass of the size of Cuba. A firefighter died this weekend in British Columbia. Americans are still spending big as the economy holds firm. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
Inflation has eased. Last month, prices were up 3% year over year. That's the smallest 12-month jump in more than 2 years. It's still higher than the Fed's 2% target.
I'm not here to declare victory on the economy. We have more work to do.
But there's been significant progress, considering America's unemployment rate, 3.6%, lingers at a historic low.
An American nurse and her child have been reportedly kidnapped by gangs in Haiti. A faith-based charity says the pair were taken near Port-au-Prince. The State Department says it's aware and in touch with local authorities. Ukraine says Saudi Arabia will hold a peace summit next month to start negotiations over its war with Russia. It comes after the Kremlin claims it took down more Ukrainian drones. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Armed drones attacked buildings in the central business district early this morning. Witnesses screaming in shock. The city's mayor blamed Ukraine, which has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility. Earlier this week, in a sign Russia may try to scale up the conflict, lawmakers raised the age for conscription for men from 27 to 30.
A federal judge has blocked Arkansas from enforcing a law that would have allowed criminal charges against librarians and booksellers for providing harmful materials to minors. That ruling comes as more conservative states ban or restrict books with race, LGBTQ, or gender themes. The law in Arkansas was set to take effect Tuesday. Did you catch Katie Ledecky breaking Michael Phelps' swim record yesterday?
And Ledecky cruising away from the rest of the field to do what no swimmer has ever done.
That play-by-play on NBC Sports, Ledecky now has the most individual world swimming titles, winning her 16th world title in the 800-meter freestyle at the World Aquatic Championships yesterday in Japan. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hour number three of Max Inc. Radio.
Red Alert.
With the Help Desk, it's the local artists that make Wisconsin great.
Blue screen of death, and never 4-4. My CPU is saying that it's out of core.
go from the help desk to the Porky's Groove Machine, and we're going to play two in a row. Why? They're at Atwood Fest. It's double dip time on Maxing Radio. Your chips, your dip, and your swimsuit. Let's double dip! two in a row from Porky's Groove Machine. This week, all artists at Atwood Fest on Max Inc. Radio.
Breathe in, breathe out. No matter what your situation.
There we go. The double dip makes you so relaxed, right? Two in a row from Porky's Groove Machine. They're going to be at Atwood Fest along with Seesaw. New stuff from them now. And it's all here on Max Inc. Radio.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I fell in fear upon my back and said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When a big black horse said, look this way, and said, hey, will you marry me? And I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
the one for me. For me.
Oh.
No, no, no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
Say, oh.
No, no, no. You're not the one for me.
There they are, Linda and the Zeros. Yes, Atwood Fest. Yes, Seesaw Atwood Fest. Yes, Porky's Groove Machine. All the songs we've been playing are at Atwood Fest. So we'll take a little break. Mannish Boys, Eastside Club, August 3rd. This is Max Inc. Radio. Maybe they're not performing at Atwood Fest, but you can only assume they're at Atwood Fest.
That everybody knows. don't need the spotlight right now. And take it down, take the pill and block it out. We all need the absence of sound for the ringing in our ears to settle down. Were you expecting there to be slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Songs and they sing along, scatter words like pennies on the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, were you expecting there to be slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
Mascot Theory. Why? Because I saw a big giant sign on the way in that said Flannel Fest. Yeah, November. No! Summer can't be over, right? November 11th, Alex White and friends, they're doing live stuff. Where? Full Mile Beer Company. On the 2nd of September. So I play the Pine Travelers on Max and Gritty.
Laughing ain't too pretty. You ain't thinking too damn clear when you're living in the biggest small town in America. You get down to the nitty gritty. Feels like you ain't going nowhere. You're just living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America. Some folks call it a city, but they ain't from around here. They ain't living in the biggest small town in America. Sometimes it can be shitty, and you're working from beer to beer, and you're living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these things with more local music on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hi, this is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue, across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Rock out to the hard blues of New York City's Jane Lee Hooker, headlining the Clyde's Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 30th.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry, Dana and Jonas up at the North Bar on August 1st. Next up, we're going to do a couple tunes for Wise Fest. We're going to start with Feed the Dog on Max Inc. Radio.
at the edge of town. There'll be bloodshed in the streets before the sun goes down. Sheriff Brown and his posse are coming up quick. I'm afraid to die pretty more. I think I might be sick. And my weathered leather vest. There are 62 brave riders coming in from the west. They're coming in from the west. Well, the dust began to dance. Gun. Said Mr. Murphy, if you don't want to die, you better turn and run. We pulled back his hammer and the sky began to hail. There were 62 brave riders peeling back his hair. They're peeling back his hair.
Lost.
Feed the Dog, The Stage, Wise Jennings. Oh, Wise Fest, October 1st. More information, maxincradio.com. Connecting you to the local stuff right here in Wisconsin.
I said I have nothing to, but nothing can be everything as long as I'm with you. I've got bags, busted bullets, and a broken carburetor. This rainbow rusted door on the old refrigerator. Bottle caps and handlebars, antennas from the backs of cars. Tuning pegs from old guitars sparkle like the moon and stars. Money goes, that's when our love grows. Carry us away some sunny day. With my scrap metal dowry, everything will be okay. Said I have little too, but little sure can be a lot as long as I'm with you. I've got pockets full of paper clips and tons of old tin cans, your mama's cast iron skillet and other pots and pans, crooked nails and broken rings and nuts and bolts and other things. Even got a saw that sings a sweeter song than money brings. When the money goes, day. With my scrap metal dowry, everything will be okay. Shambles, all the heaters got a broken coil. Television scrambles, antennas wrapped in aluminum foil. Buckets full of brass beads, set on soldered golden leaves. Plant our shiny silver seeds and throw away our wants and needs.
This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.